This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it pummels the Bahamas with wind, rain, and storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Lance Wood says as the weekend progresses, they could get a better handle on Dorian's exact path.
As we progress in time, we should have more confidence on what that looks like as Dorian either goes by or right along the east coast there of Florida.
Silbert Mills, who owns the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations and lives on Abaco, says Hurricane Dorian is serious.
The ocean waves are crashing on the shoreline. Salt air is, salt sea is just spraying onto our houses. Winds are howling like we've never, ever experienced before. And this is everything, including the kitchen sink, that Hurricane Dorian has to throw at us.
Dorian continues to edge westward toward Florida at 13 kilometers an hour. At least 7 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. U.S. President Donald Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
Another very sick person. So I just want to thank everybody involved. And always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. But it was certainly bad. Very, very sad situation.
The shooter is described as a white male in his 30s. He was shot and killed after being trapped by police in the parking lot of a movie theater. Mr. Trump has said he is discussing gun legislation with Congress.
I've been speaking to a lot of senators. We've been speaking to a lot of House members. A lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats, and people want to do something. So we're going to see. This really hasn't changed anything. We're doing a package.
This is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges on Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside the government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a 9th round of negotiations with the United States on ending the war die down in Doha. Sunday's attack left 11 people injured in Baghlan, and it comes a day after the Taliban attacked Kunduz, one of Afghanistan's largest cities, killing 16 people. A surgeon working at the hospital in Baghlan says among the injured were women and security personnel. President Donald Trump's trade war with China is about to hit home. As of today, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face his import taxes. That's up from 29%. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports. While in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by JP Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is accusing the United States of endangering a ceasefire in the Syrian province of Idlib by conducting an airstrike there. Russia says the indiscriminate attack was launched Saturday without advance notice to Russia or Turkey, which have troops in Idlib. The U.S. Central Command says U.S. forces conducted a strike against al-Qaeda and Syria leadership at a facility north of Idlib. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the airstrikes killed at least 40 militants. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.